Okay, welcome everyone for the weekly English medium discussion. So that to start the discussion, we have an appointed traditional sutta. But before going into that, I would like to know whether you have your preference or your question or your interview reports or any topic you wish to suggest. We can take first that and then go back to the appointed traditional sutta.
Venerable, I have some difficulty understanding of the sampajano, which for me ties in with the activities. For example, you know, 2 days ago I was shaving, and I made the lather. Then I took the blade, and I was aware of touching the blade, and I was feeling the touch of the blade, and it was very rough. And then there was blood, because I had not put the lather. So I was aware of something, but of the wrong thing or the wrong sequence. So is this sampajanyo? You know, does it happen? Can it be practiced? Is there a precursor for it on which it arises dependently? When I try to be aware of the activities, I have this difficulty of being continuously aware of the same thing and missing a lot of other things, sometimes important things, like lather.
So this answer is within. If I find it, I will try to explain. In the Buddhist meditation, we have four cardinal postures: sitting, walking, standing, sleeping. Four cardinal postures: sitting, standing, walking, sleeping. So these are the main objects we are selecting. But if you take the whole day, within these four cardinal postures, there are a lot of posture junctions, from sitting to standing, from standing person to come and sit, that particular person lying down. They are not belongs to the main cardinal postures. So therefore, sampajanya is the posture junctions, that is thin slicing of time. When you are doing something, you will be mainly with the shaving. But meanwhile, you have to change the blade, you have to apply the cream, only there, and then feel it, and everything. We'll say one task you are doing. But it is a lot of other variables. So while doing the main task, priority selected, you have to look into the other variables also. So some people says, I am with only the main task, I don't know, I have no chance, I have no mindfulness, I have no sampajanya. So therefore, I can't be aware of the secondary variables. But yes, that is at the beginning, that is the case. One thing at a time, that done well. But as you keep on practicing, your mindfulness is diversifying. It gives the mind space. While you are doing walking, you can quickly see something and come back and still walking. Quickly hear something and come back and still walking. And likewise, when the main task is happening, our surveillance is going to the other areas. That is the endowment of human mind. At the beginning, we say, do one thing at a time and that done well. That is called bare attention. Bare attention becoming mindfulness slowly. Mindfulness become four foundation of mindfulness, not only the bodily and then feelings and then perception and then all the other dhamma. So diversification is not a hinder, no, it's nothing to worry about. So therefore, in a discussion only, we can accommodate. It is possible only the people, those who have come up to that level. For the beginners, it may be too much complicated. So therefore, our mind has two approaches: system approach, the wholesome, holistic, or reductionism. One pixel at a time, or one particle at a time. So these two, education is promoting this reductionism, killing our mind. Our conscious about the global warming, forgotten. Our consciousness about pollution, forgotten. Earn money. Have pleasure principle. So now we have 200 years gone down the hill. Now we have to think, each and everything have lot of other shades of meaning. So while you are doing the main shadow, you have to understand umbra, penumbra. You know umbra, penumbra? No. When the sun eclipse happens, there's a dark round, and right round there's a half dark round. So this is called umbra, the center spot. And if you focus a torch into a wall, you can see very bright spot, and right round there is a half. So our bare attention is basically with the bright spot. But later you find, not only that, right round also enlightened, but it is not like the spot. But it's cut from the dark areas. So likewise, from the spot, it is slowly, slowly spreading. That's called ink drop system. My teacher told me, if you are using a fountain pen and keep the fountain pen on a blotting paper, just to give a spot. If you keep on, it's slowly, slowly increasing. So when it is increasing, you must cut your face and you must feel blood, you must feel pain. You must understand you have not applied the cream. Even you apply the cream, if you are a fool, you can cut.
So should my attention still stay on
that
the focus?
That is up to you. That is up to you. If you are a baby, if you are in a kindergarten, be in the bullseye. Others keep on shooting. Sometimes it's go to the, how do you call the target board. Sometimes away from the target board, but sometimes it hit the bullseye. So Samatha Bhavana is bullseye people. Vipassana is keep on shooting. He knows now I hit the bullseye. Other time he knows I am not hit the bullseye. Still he is happy. Because he is a Vipassana according to my definition. So therefore whenever mindfulness become unmindful, you are Vipassana. Whenever mindfulness become mindfulness, you understand Samatha, concentration. So I don't interpret your way, character, whether Samatha or Vipassana, or maybe bipolar.
Means something else in English. Thank you, Bhante.
Oh, Sarai Swami Nohan, sir?
Yes, Dhammarakkhida.
Yes, Abhihamdurune, this is a statement I heard in the Sinhala book that we were listening to. There was a statement that Shushka Vidashakas will be experiencing dissolution. When I heard that, a question arose in my mind whether Samatha Yanikas will not go through dissolution.
No, only see the dissolution is nihilistic. Only see the rising part, assimilation, is eternalism. Sukha Vipassaka is more towards the dissolution, so he is in a landmine. It's about to blast. So therefore we call Sukha. Sukha means no any wetness, only very dry. So dry Vipassaka. So there's one extreme. The other one is Samatha Yanika. That means they are always with the concentration, one-pointedness. So when these two happen, after enlightenment only after the enlightenment, you know you are Samatha or Vipassaka. Whether you are Sukha Vipassaka or not. Otherwise, what you think is your proportion, your proposal, your concept. You think I am a Vipassaka. Because now the present-day world is very happy with the Vipassana. They think that is the trend. To be inside meditation, but ingrained in character, they may be Samatha. So, we can't assume, of course we have already assumed, but you have to understand that it happened based upon foolishness, idiotness. You think, I am Vipassana. Present day meditation centers, they always say, Vipassana Bhavana Madhyasthana. Because now world is slowly, especially in Sri Lanka, they are not much appreciating Samatha Bhavana. For the last 40 years, there were a lot of people promoting it, and it was a failure. People go mad. People become insane. But Vipassana, you're facing under the very nose what is happening, whatever may be. But it also can go into the extreme. Only Sukha Vipassaka, only see the dissolution. then you are in a nihilistic, you are in a death instinct, you are about to kill yourself. Oh, it is for such a person, killing other person is simple. And it's Charvakavade in Buddha's time.
Yeah.
So it can lead to Charvakavade. So don't go into that extreme. But sometimes you can use it as a dose, as a remedy, whenever mind is thinking about the concentration and consistency and systematic approach and all the kind of things. Send kites. Go home. I am Sukha
Vipassana. The book was specifically... Sorry.
Yes,
book was specifically mentioning that dissolution is faced by Sushka Vipassaka. So that was my confusion.
So that is called death instinct. Even Sigmund Freud, he explained death instinct. Our old initiative, our old inquiring mind, our old research, all based upon death instinct. Present day whole research on the world is because they are not happy in the present moment. So they are searching. When they are searching, global warming happening. I don't care. When searching happening, the pollution can happen. Never mind. When it comes to me, it will be long time. So I will exploit. So present, the research and development is called anarya, which is not noble. Noble quest is within yourself. And within yourself is the what? Express in outdoor, present day research, each and every government, each and every education center have 30%, 40% for the research and development. Ultimately, they are developing weapons. They are developing how to kill people, billions. They say 8 billion people, you have to reduce to 6 billion. They tried COVID, it was a failure. It did not kill so much. So now we are searching. The second lab research, lab leak. I was following the theory long time. Recently I heard the Anthony Fauci is pardoned by the Biden. He is the one targeted everyone. You bloody fellow developed this lab leak. Wuhan Black, this thing. And he was cornered and he resigned. And I heard the Biden president given pardon. Not Trump, Biden. You know, Trump is a radical person. I don't know why. I saw recently he faced Fauci. Ask him. Because all the cabinet members and the Senate discussed and told you. You are the person who did it. And then he ultimately accepted and resigned, according to my way of thinking. So that is the way nihilism to see you the dissolution. Reduce the population, otherwise rich people can't live because so much of poor people are consuming material and useless from the rich people point of view. So we have to kill them. Kill them all and come back alone. There's a film.
Much merit, Bhante, Thiruvan Saranai.
You are also nihilistic, I think.
I don't agree, Thiruvan Saranai.
I am happy that. I am very happy that, for that because otherwise you can't live in Katuni, Katuali. Okay?
Asrai Bhante, Vimal Sanak also raises hand.
We have one from here, from Nisarnavane. We will give a chance for the Nisarnavane.
Thank you, Bhante.
Okay.
I have a question about experience in meditation. So I was sitting in a very comfortable way, and breathing not shallow, not deep. Nothing much coming up in the mind at all. And I could hear people walking outside. I can hear birds. I could feel my breath. It was not concerning. But I heard this vibration. And it was not the vibration from the body. It's not the tickling of the body. And it was not this inner sound from the ears. It was another buzzing experience, vibration.
That we call tinnitus. It's a disease.
Yeah, but it was not tinnitus. It was not tinnitus. It was not much located in the hearing. So I just wonder what that might be. I couldn't locate it.
So now what is your question?
What could it be? What kind of vibration could that be? Or what kind
vibration
of,
is the root cause for all the bird sounds and the breath and the living and everything. So you are from the exposed and manifested signals, now we have come to fairly halfway to the source.
Hmm.
So from that source only everything happens. Visual objects, sounds, smell, taste, thinking, touch.
But now, I think the bird song and all the other phenomena,
that
my
can
body
happen.
didn't bother me, but this one was not so satisfactory.
Because from that only everything happens. Hmm. So they can be manifested and come back to the source. Imagine one day you accept it. Bird sounds also can happen, pain also can happen, sounds can happen, but everything coming from the same source. Then you come to the source, source changing again into some vibration, into some still flux, still lower. Thing is, it's not like a bird sound, this is boring, very, very monotonous, very, very you feel like sleepy. That is the trap. When you come to the forest, when you see all the people with white and green, white color and brown color, dull. So when you go to the meditation and every varietal entertainment becomes a simple up and down vibration, and then further go into the flux and then the energy wave, you are dissolved into the humanity. But you are very bored. But if you have a dialogue like this, you can't suppress. So you feel like expressing it. You feel like communicating with that. That's the genius nature of you. Many people experience it, they don't feel. They wish to express, but they say language is not enough. The people are not listening. People are expecting some kind of dramatic things. But instead, every dramatic thing happens from that flux. So Schrodinger says, Schrodinger energy wave will collapse into matter whenever the consciousness interacted. He suppressed this knowledge 118 years without telling. Your mind is the one make it collapse into the matter. I am a sound, thoughts, visual, everything. Then you recognize with that sound, you see already arisen sound or you are creating sounds. Then you are the omnipotent, omnipresent God. Not the created thing you are looking, created thing you are listening. You are the one creating. And then you are very proud of it. And then you entertain it. So Buddha is telling, okay, come back from the seeing. See the eye activities, from the eye activities to see how when the eye activity happens, ear, nose, tongue, body, everything suppressed. And how that change is happening, everything happening from the same source. So then physics dissolved. Fridtjof Capra is writing Tao Physics 30 years ago. No one challenged. Now when the quantum physics happened, they say they are energy wave, energy flux. There's no matter, that is matter because you see it. Your consciousness is the what creating. So you can select the material thing or visual thing. Then you are cut off all the other, your six channels, five channels you are cutting off. Because you are creating your own creation. Buddha says, look at it. It is permanent. What you created. Don't here and there. Don't look here and there. Don't go for sound, smell, taste. And that is difficult. Because of boredom. Because of the monotony. You like varietal entertainment. The whole world is for that. They make 3D, 5G, animation, go-go show, and Valentine dates, and then children. No harm. You can come back. Coming back is regression. Or yoniso manasikara, radical reflection, and don't worry, don't blame about the world which is pulling you outwardly. You have to have insight. From that example, have a sight inwardly turn. Am I confusing you or I can confuse further?
It's interesting what you're telling. I'm not really sure what to do practically about it, but I'll keep drilling, I think.
Yes.
You said the other way.
But outwardly also you must go. Not only inwardly. Ajjattang va kaya kaya anupasi virati, bhaidda va kaya kaya anupasi virati, ajjatta bhaidda va kaya kaya anupasi virati. You understand, and then that is applying when your mind is unmindful. I mean, when you become unmindful, the mind is jumping outside. And don't think it is filthy. Don't think it is against Dhamma. That Dhamma is there. From the light of your understanding inwardly, you can see outside. Then from the outside, you can see inwardly. I mean, you can change the perspective. Send a satellite and from the satellite, see the world. So then your spectrum is very, very vast. He was partly explaining it. There is a sound of buzzing sound.
It was not the tinnitus and not the high pitch sound in the ear. It's not related to the hearing.
That means he really knows sound of silence. That is why he deny. You deny because you know what we are talking about, sound of silence.
I know that Ajahn Sumedho talks a lot about sound of silence.
That,
I'm not sure
what do you call Sumedho Aramitikyanamudha Amaravati. Everyone is an expert in sound of silence. Now it is run by Bhikkhu Amaro. Bhikkhu Amaro has written a book. Okay. He is listening to the inner voice. I got this permission, I translated it into Sinhala. I translated three books. I mean, I am not the person really translating. One from Japan, one from Sri Lanka, one from Ajahn Amaro. Because many people consider it is like a sign of loneliness. Buddha says, use it as a sign of aloneness. So that we give free of chance in the forest.
I'm not sure if he connects sound, the sound of silence to more like...
It's called Nada Bhavana, pure
awareness.
Nada is the Hindu tradition. Nada means hearing. Nada Bhavana is music. That's why by mantras you can create something. You can destroy something. It's everything is sound waves according to the Hindu tradition. Mahi, we are going to Vimal.
Yes, Bhante. Vimal, over to you.
Yeah, Avsarai Bhante, actually in between that signal dropped... I again reconnected. Actually, this is also carry off from that singular discussion. The word duttulla, so I tried to find out what is the meaning actually, rather than, taking your example also, into the Pali text society, which is explained the vikta, I mean the dusta kind of thing. Duttulla, that which is weak. And that is
called wicked, wicked language. Language,
yeah,
you are in the wicked.
Yes. Yeah, duttulla, that is wicked, but which is not apatti kind of thing it is explained. Or the parajika or sangha disecha. Even that word is harsh or curse, it is not, apatti kind of thing.
Duttulla means... hinting a girl about something about sex, but using normal examples. So indicating her the sex organs, her breast, her mouth, her face, in a phrasing way. But only elderly people can't understand it, but message is crossing. It is done with that sexually provoked. It's called... Obahasanaya, titillating the others by hinting that language. So present day all mass media, all social media is full of that. They are talking something filthy, but in the very decent words. So that is only for the bhikkhus. You must be careful, because otherwise the other party will get titillated and you will be in trouble, your celibacy. So that is something related to the discussion we had in Sinhala. So the present audience will not understand it because we were in the background with the context with the Sinhala medium. The present audience is about to start the topic. What we are talking now is something related to the here now I am.
Much merits, Bhante.
Yeah.
Hey, my son, sir. Actually, here it is in Sinhala translation, Duttulla was translated as Kaya Dharata. But... it's sometimes misleading, like...
creating Kaya Dharata.
Oh, yeah.
So, I am talking something, hinting that the opposite sex, they start to feel something titillating, something stimulating towards the bad side. So, these are perverted situations. So, therefore, when you are giving a Dhamma talk and kind of thing, you must not transgress the boundaries. You must be within the accepted normal terminology.
Shall we go to the topic, Sana?
Yes. Now, as far as no other comments or suggestion, we are going to the today's topic.
Today's topic, actually, we are taking from the Sanyutta Nikaya.
What's the name?
Sadhu Sutta. It's in the Sagata Vagga. So, I'll read the Pali verses, and I invite Venerable Dhamma Lankara to read the Sinhala translation, and Venerable Dhammosada is ready to read the English translation. So, while Buddha was at Savatthi, so it is mentioned in Pali like this. Atako sambahula satullapa kaika devatayo abhikkantaya rattiya abhikkanta vanna kevala kappan jetavanang obhasetva yena bhagava tenupa sankaminsu upasankamitva bhagavantang abhivadetva ekamantang atthansu ekamantang tithako eka devata bhagavato santike imang udanang udanesi sadukho marisa danang machera cha pamada cha evan danang na diyati punyamakanka manena deyyang hoti vijana tati
avasarai swaminnasa sadhu sutraya savatnuvara ekalli mana chaviwarna athi boho u satullapa kaayika devatavo raya perema ikma giya kalli mulu devuruma babuluwa bhagyavathun wahanse veta elambiyaha elamba bhagyavathun wahanse wenda ekat pasaka sitiyaha එකත් පසක සිටි එක් දෙවියෙක් භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේ සමීපෙහි මේ උදානය පහළ කළේය. නිදුකාණන් වහන්ස දීම මැනවි. මසුරුකමින්ද ප්‍රමාදයෙන්ද මෙසේ දානය නොදෙනු ලැබේ. පින් කැමති පින් පල දන්නහු විසින් දිය යුතු වෙයි.
අවසයි ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේ, this is the 33rd sutta of Bhikkhu Bodhi's Sanyutta Nikaya translation. The title is Good. At Savatthi, then, when the night had advanced, a number of devatas belonging to the Satullapa host of stunning beauty, illuminating the entire Jeta's grove, approached the Blessed One. Having approached, they paid homage to the Blessed One and stood to one side. Then one devata, standing to one side, uttered this inspired utterance in the presence of the Blessed One. Good is giving, dear sir. Through stinginess and negligence, a gift is not given. One who knows desiring merit should surely give a gift.
No response from Buddha.
And then another deity mentioned like this. Atako apara devata bhagavato santike imang udanang udanesi. Sadukho marisa danang. Apicha appasmimpi sadhu danam. Appasmeke pavichanti bahuneke na dichare. Appasma dakhina dinna sahasena samang mitati.
Asura Isanse. Ikbiti an deviek bhagyotun vahanse sami pehi me udane pahalakaleya. Nidukanan vahanse dima menevi. Tavada madak etikalit dima menevi. ඇතැම්හු මදක් ඇති කල්හිත් දෙති. ඇතැම්හු බොහෝ භෝගයෙන් සමන්වාගත වූවාහුද නොදෙති. මදකින් දෙන ලද දක්ෂිණාව දහසක් හා සමයයි ප්‍රමාණ කරන ලදී.
Then another devata uttered this inspired utterance in the presence of the Blessed One. Good is giving, dear sir. And further, even when there is little, good is giving. Some provide from what little they have. Others who are affluent don't like to give. An offering given from what little one has is worth 1,000 times its value.
Then another deity is telling like this. Atako apara devata bhagavato santike imang udanang udanesi. Sadukho marisa danang. Appasmimpi sadhu danang. Apicha saddhayapi sadhu danang. Dānañca yuddhañca samānamāhu appāpi santā bahuke jinanti. Appampiche saddhāno dadāti te neva so hoti sukhi parathāti.
Ikbiti an deviyek bhāgyavatun vahanse samīpehi me prītivākye pahalakeleya. Nidukānan vahanse dīma menavi. Svalpayak etikalli dīmat menavi. Tavada sraddhāyan dīmat menavi. දානයත් යුද්ධයත් සමානයයි කියත්, ස්වල්ප වූත් වීර පුරුෂයෝ බොහෝ වූ බියසුල්ලන් දිනත්. ඉතින් සැදැහැත්තේ ස්වල්පයකුත් දේද එයින්ම හෙතෙමේ පරලොව සුව ඇත්තේ වේ.
Then another devata uttered this inspired utterance in the presence of a blessed one. Good is giving, dear sir. Even when there is little, good is giving. And further, when done with faith too, good is giving. Giving and warfare are similar, they say. A few good ones conquer many. In one with faith gives even a little, he thereby becomes happy in the other world.
Now another deity is telling like this. Athako apara devata bhagavato santike imang udanang udanesi. Saduko marisa danang. Appas mimpi sadu danang. Saddhayapi sadu danang. Apicha dhamma laddasapi sadu danang. Yo dhamma laddas dadati danang. උත්ථාන වීරියාදි ගතස්ස ජන්තු අතික්කම්මසෝ වේතරණින් යමස්ස දිබ්බානි ඨානානි උපේති මච්ඡෝති.
ඉක්බිති අන් දෙවියෙක් භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේ සමීපෙහි මේ ප්‍රීති වාක්‍ය පහළ කළේය. නිදුකාණන් වහන්ස, දීම මැනවි. මදක් ඇති කල්ලි දීමත් මැනවි. සැදහින් දීමත් මැනවි. තවද දැහැමින් ලද දෙයක් දද්දහම් ඇති ආර්ය පුද්ගලයෙකුට දීමත් මැනවි. යම් සත්වයෙක් උත්ථානයෙන් හා වීරියෙන් ලැබූ වස්ත්‍ර දත් දහම් ඇති ආර්ය පුද්ගලයෙකුට දන් දෙයද, ඒ මිනිස් තෙමේ යමයාගේ වේතරණී නිරය ඉක්මවා දිව්‍යස්ථානයට පැමිණේ.
Then another devata uttered this inspired utterance in the presence of the Blessed One. Good is giving, dear sir. Even when there is little, good is giving. When done with faith too, good is giving. And further, the gift of a righteous gain is also good. When he gives a gift of a righteous gain, obtained by exertion and energy, having passed over Yama's Vettarani river, the mortal arrives at celestial states.
Then another deity telling like this, Saduko marisa danang, appas mimpi sadhu danang, saddhayapi sadhu danang. ධම්ම ලද්දස්සපි සාදු දානම් අපිච විචෛය දානම්පි සාදු විචෛය දානං සුගතප්පසත්තං යේ දක්ඛිනෙයා ඉද ජීව ලෝකේ ඒතේසු දින්නානි මහප්පලානි බීජානි වුත්තානි යථා සුඛෙත් සුඛෙත්තෙන්ති සුඛෙත්තති.
ඉක්බිති අන් දෙවියෙක් භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේ සමීපෙහි මේ ප්‍රීති වාක්‍ය පහළ කළේය. නිදුකාණන් වහන්ස, දීම මැනවි. මදක් ඇතිකල්හි දීමත් මැනවි. සැදහෙන් දීමත් මැනවි. දැහැමින් ලද දෙය දත් දහම් ඇත්තෙකුට දීමත් මැනවි. තවද දානවස්තුූන් හා ප්‍රතිග්‍රාහකයන් තෝරාගෙන දීමත් මැනවි. තෝරාගෙන දීම භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේ විසින් පසස්නා ලදී. මේ සත්ව ලෝකයෙහි යම් දක්ෂිණාර්හයෝ වෙද්ද මොවුන් විෂයෙහි දෙන ලද්දාහු සරු කෙතක වපුල බිජුවට මෙන් මහත්ඵල වෙත්.
Then another devata uttered this inspired utterance in the presence of the Blessed One. Good is giving, dear sir. Even when there is little, good is giving. When done with faith too, good is giving. The gift of a righteous gain is also good. And further, giving discriminately too is good. Giving discriminately is praised by the fortunate one. To those worthy of offerings, here in the world of the living, what is given to them bears great fruit, like seeds sown in a fertile field.
Now this is the last verse coming from another deity. Athako apara devata bhagavato santike imang udanang udanesi. Saduko marisa danang. Appas mimpi sadhu danang. Saddhayapi sadhu danang. Dhamma laddasapi sadhu danang. Vichaya dhanampi sadhu. Apicha පානේ සුපි සාදු සංයමෝ යෝ පාන භූතේසු අහේඨයන් චරං පරූපවාදා න කරෝති පාපං භීරුං පසංසන්ති නහි තත්ත සූරං භයාහි සන්තෝ න කරොන්ති පාපන්ති.
ඉක්බිති අන් දෙවියෙක් භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේ සමීපෙහි මේ ප්‍රීති වාක්‍ය පහළ කෙරේය. නිදුකාණන් වහන්ස, දීම මැනවි. මදක් ඇතිකල්ලි දීමත් මැනහි. සැදහින් දීමත් මැනවි. දැහැමින් ලද දෙය දත් දහම් මැත්තෙකුට දීමත් මැනවි. තෝරා දීමත් මැනවි. තවද ප්‍රාණීන් කෙරෙහි සන්නමයත් ප්‍රාණඝාතයෙන් වැළකීමත් මැනවි. යමෙක් සත්වයන් නොවෙහෙසමින් හැසිරෙන්නේ පරෝපවාද හේතුවෙන් පව් නොකෙරේද, එහිලා සත්පුරුෂයෝ පවට බියසුල්ලාට පසසත්. පව් කිරීමෙහි සූරයා නොපසසත්. සත්පුරුෂයෝ උපවාදයන්ට බියෙන් පව් නොකෙරෙත්මය හෙයිනි.
Then another devata uttered this inspired utterance in the presence of the Blessed One. Good is giving, dear sir. Even when there is little, good is giving. When done with faith too, good is giving. The gift of a righteous gain is also good. Giving with discretion too is good. And further, restraint towards living beings is also good. One who fears harming no living beings does no evil from fear of others' censure, in that they praise the timid, not the brave. For out of fear, the good do no evil.
Atuko apara devata bhagavatam etadavocha. Kassunuko bhagava subhasitanti. Then Buddha mentioned like this. Sabbasang vo subhasitang pariyayena. Apicha mamapi sunatha. Saddahi danang bahuda pasattang. Dana chakho dhamma padangva seyyo. Pubbechahi pubbatarecha santo. නිබ්බානමේවජ්ජගමුන් සපඤ්ඤාති.
ඉක්බිති අන්දෙවියෙක් භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේට මේ සැලකළේය. භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්ස, කවරෙකු විසින් මැනවින් කියන ලදද? භගවත්තු, තොප සියල්ලන් විසින් පරයායෙන් සුභාෂිතය. වැලිදු මාගේ වචනයේද අසව්. සැදහෙන් දීම නන් අයුරින් පසස් නලදි. දානයට වඩා ධර්මපදේ හෙවත් නිර්වාණයම ශ්‍රේෂ්ඨය. පෙරද, ඉතා පෙරද නුවණැති සත්පුරුෂයෝ නිවනම අවබෝධ කළාහුය.
Then another devata said to the Blessed One, "Which one, Blessed One, has spoken well? You have all spoken well in a way, but listen to me too. Surely giving is praised in many ways, but the path of Dhamma surpasses giving. For in the past and even long ago, the good and wise ones attained Nibbana." It's the end of the sutta.
So what is your interpretation?
My interpretation is all these devas, they were coming to the Buddha, telling him, "Lord Buddha, this is good, giving is virtuous. It leads to good states. It leads to a comfortable abiding in celestial planes." But the Buddha, as always, he only has the vision of the supreme, the summation of goodness, the summit of goodness, which is Nibbana. So his view on goodness, it is not just about attaining things in the future, it is attaining the supreme Nibbana.
So in some another sutta, Buddha say, "Panagatam bhikkave, maha danang agga danang aryasa vinaye." Not killing others is the highest giving in the noble world. You are not killing others. So this is the highest, agga danang maha danang. That's the biggest dana, that's the supreme dana. As far as the giving is concerned, don't kill. Don't give the fear. Abhaya, and not stealing. Don't misappropriate others' things so that the other person is in peace. That's the biggest kind of dana. And kamityachari, sexual misconduct, it's creating so much of questions, problems. So therefore, with your, as a restraint, this is about sila, this is about the moral restraint, and not having sexual misconduct. So whenever you are sitting and meditating, you are doing the supreme dana. But people don't appreciate it. This is, I sit for a long time, I don't get the first dhyana, I don't get vipassana jnana, I don't get the maggapala, fruition and this thing. But they don't appreciate when I'm sitting and meditating, or just doing walking, not killing. The biggest, highest dana. Not stealing, not sexual misconduct, not lying, not slandering, not harsh words, no tail carrying. So what a kind of a restraint. So therefore, highest dana is the sila. But people get the sila is very boring. The dana is very celebrative and very lucrative and you can make ha-hu. But sila. So likewise, sila is meant for samadhi, the concentration. Concentration is to see Nibbana is the supreme. So this is a very nice way, slowly, slowly increasing from the commoners' point of view. And all the views are from the devas. They are well-off people. But they are not spiritual people. They are not religious, all the devas. I don't know, the omnipotent, omnipresent single god. We have a pantheon of gods, 3,300 gods. All are bullshit. They can't do like us because we are so happy. Even being human, we are discussing very good things and occasionally we sit. Not seeing, not hearing, not smelling, not tasting, not touching. They become Dhammanupasana. But Kayanupasana we are not killing. Not stealing. So that is the what one has to appreciate as far as the meditators are concerned, whether you are at home or in a meditation center. You are alone or you are in a group. Or you are under a teacher or not. Just restrain from killing, stealing and kind of things. So you are above human. This is called upliftment. This is called superhuman. So we can explain in terms of dana. There may be some other interpretations also. I invite if anyone is having any comments, we can take it for the discussion. No one. They are very ingenerous. They are not generous. They are not willing to give their even opinion.
Asai Swaminathan, reading this sutta, one might think all these devas are talking about generosity, giving material things. But someone, for example, says a newly ordained monk, what can he give? He looks around his kuti and there's just a toothbrush, a tube of toothpaste. He has nothing to give. So I think your interpretation of this, that this monk, he has chosen this life to practice sila, and through that, though he does not have material goods, he's giving other beings freedom by not taking their life. He's saving other beings from the fear of losing their possessions by not stealing. He's protecting other people's wives and spouses by not committing sexual misconduct, etc., etc., for all those precepts. Yeah, so initially I was also thinking this, you don't have material things, so what do we give? But it is very uplifting to hear this interpretation of how we should practice sila in order to fulfill this virtue of giving.
So you have to read Max Weber. He's explaining the religious history. He's a social scientist. He says all the religions are undergoing four stages. One stage is when the founder is living, when the Jesus Christ was there. How was his example? And from there to the scientific development, to the modern age, post-religious master. And then everything Tuprisuri went there after scientific development, mass production. And then everyone thought no God, no religion, only the production. Mass production and people are using it and we can make enough for the people. Why worry about the next life? Why worry about the virtues? And then now it has given 200 years utter failure. And then this is what happened to Christianity. He explained very nicely. One person in Sri Lanka, he applied the same theory to the Buddhism. He wrote a book, King's Work. And then how the monks are getting deteriorated. How the practitioners are become disheartened. How they are talking nonsense about leaving the essence aside. And if you are correct, if you are a forest monk, In the center you have nothing to give. But you imagine the village monks. There's so much of earnings. Government must give them a free car, a computer, driver, gatekeeper, cook, everything. Government is giving because they have to protect real Buddhism. Number 9 in the constitution. But everything is used for sexual misconduct. So then they have enough thing to give. So one day I asked Avalokitesvara, Venerable Jnanarama, Bhante, why can't we have a bridge between these village monks and us? He says, we are never mentioned in the literature, never in the constitution. Forest monks are never concerned. They do not know they are, that we are living. So I was a newly ordained monk. He told, yes, possible. Are you happy to go and live in the forest, live in the village temple? No. I am happy with this solitude. So they can't come here, but if you want, you can get deteriorated and go into the forest and live. That's all one can do. So therefore, mindfulness, whatever the filthy of the outside, you can be mindful. That outside bad thing cannot disturb mindfulness. So if you have that kind of a correct view, maybe a monk or maybe a newly ordained or a senior monk or a layperson, then nothing can infiltrate into your present moment awareness. For that you have to understand, sabba papa sakarna, first do no harm. That is what the medical science, the first thing Socrates gave him. Who is the founder of medical science? Socrates. No, Hippocrates. Huh? But they have oath. Hippocratic. He has oath. First thing is, first do no harm. Buddha says, sabba papa sakarna. If you know that you are not doing anything, you are only breathing, and then that is the biggest giving, and the biggest virtue, and the biggest contribution to the concentration. And then you can see world as it is. But today go show, multitasking, and giving so much of promotions and everything for the management techniques and all the kind of things to mislead people. And you see the World Organization of Samaritans, very big organization. They are the weaponers, making weapons. They are the people giving you scholarships and everything to the people. They are earning money, completely killing. Queen Elizabeth's main investments on weapons. And she appeared like a peace giver to the Commonwealth. That everything invested in weaponry. All the scientists, 99% working on these companies, and they don't know they are contributing to the kill humanity. All the top scientists are being used for weapons to develop something to not to kill one person, but the whole humanity. Hiroshima, Nagasaki. Now they are fighting. So the new games for the children, tools, everything is for this killing business. And they can't appreciate not killing is a merit. More than dana, more than the generosity. People are very talking and bragging about generosity. One person is telling that he was promoting the not to kill cows in Sri Lanka. A huge organization. He take money, take these people to the killing center, butcher, and about to kill, they pay money and release the cow. You have to go early in the morning, because killing start very early. So he told, if you wish, I can show you, if you delay 1 minute, that will be killed. So you can pay. You have to pay so much of 1,000 rupees. So the couple came, very rich. And they told that came too early, they want to eat something on the way. And they go, he purchased Munadarame Harak Badalaling Hadan? Lingus. Sausages. They purchased sausages as a bite. The person says, these are the people very generous to not to kill animal, but their main meal is sausages. Then he told, I gave it up. Then I am so happy. I never started this releasing business because it's nonsense. Mind your own business. Be mindful and you understand you're not killing. That's it. Not stealing. Not sexually misconduct. We openly declare. So that is what we can do even just like during the time of Buddha. Whenever you do it, you are connecting not only to the Buddha. If you are a believer of Jesus, you are connecting to Jesus. If you are doing it, you are connecting to the Nabi, the Muslim leader, and the Mahabrahma. By telling that, what we are doing? We are very happy to do the lowly kind of merits. That means, as far as you are doing low kind of merits, you are doing away with high kind of merits. So this is called, if you know, there's a hierarchy. But start somewhere and replace good by the better. Better by the best. We are happy to say we are good. Yes, yes, you are good, no harm. But you are the only people can do better. If it is not so, you are in the head, something lacking. So this is a story. Start with good. Dana, anyone can understand. So today's YouTube, so much of kindness. Things are with the YouTube and it's good. Maybe some vegans are doing this. Helping other people. But the virtuous wise, understanding that not killing is the best. So that is very difficult to incorporate it into a first world country constitution. But Bhutan suggested not only the gross national production, he told gross national happiness. UN accepted. Gross national happiness. Happiness under to you. Don't kill. Even don't cut a tree. Even do any harm and try to live within. That means generosity. Other people give, you eat and meditate. Because we have done so much of generous in the past life. So in the past, that's why we are getting. We have no other than in the room like the toothpaste and the toothbrushes. No other person. But whenever you go Pindapatha, you get bowl full of rice. So these things are not very attractive when you are talking to the generous people. They want to say, no, you will get a golden ladder and you are climbing. At the end, you will go to the heaven and there everything is the everlasting party. So you will be there. So it is more than hell. Imagine an everlasting party. What the hell? That is what happened in the first world country. People are killing themselves. In Switzerland, they have a machine to kill themselves. And if they wish to kill, who the hell can stop it? So this is the way. So we are in a vicious cycle. So this is a kind of a thing starting with a very good, normal good thing. How to develop good by the better by the best. Best is not available in the world. Only better. Always try, how can we do better? That is called sampajanya. Not only the main posture, but posture junctions happening, distractions happen, verification happen, multitasking happen, how much you can maintain mindfulness. Not like just sitting, closed eyes, and that kind of thing. Some kind of accommodation, all the troubles. So that is the way. We are expanding our moral restraint into concentration and wisdom. Any other interpretation, contribution? We can take another 5 or 10 minutes. And tap and see where the sound is coming.
Okay, I think there's another text somewhere where the highest dana is really to teach Dhamma, like you're doing right now. Is a very generous thing.
Dhamma dana dinati. Yeah. Giving Dhamma is the best giving.
Yeah.
But it is not material.
Yeah.
So from that only we can motivate others instead of giving materialistic thing. It's a good thing. But you can do better by teaching, by sharing. So that is now what is happening. This day I deliver a talk about 10 minutes. How can we use the media and gadgets and other kind of things to teach people how to be mindful? Otherwise, they are using for the games and kind of thing. But same thing, we can use it in order to teach mindfulness. I told best thing is to teach mindfulness and teach unmindfulness. It's a very jolly good thing. We are doing. We have done about more than 600 videos, short videos. And we are giving in the Facebook and many other kind of thing and the mass media. And just give it. So accidentally some children click it. And the media is bad, but through media we can give. So that we are discussing again and again, how can we incorporate this mindfulness or mindful school through the corporate sector by coaching. Don't worry about the past. See the possibility and potential in future. It costs nothing. So that is called Dhamma. Teaching Dhamma.
I guess the thought that arose, I'm in the computer business in my lay life, and I also met some people in the computer industry here in Sri Lanka. And the young people there, they are very interested in mindfulness, in Google, in the Google version, which is spreading to other corporations. They have a person called title that is Jolly Good Fellow. That's his job title, and he's just trying to promote.
There are 500 Fortune companies. Yeah. Everyone is having that mechanism, teaching mindfulness. Coming 8, we are going to have a Sri Lankan top class corporate people, and just tell them how much it is beneficial, and to give it. So we are using all the sophisticated gadgets. Otherwise, they are misused. So you have to, that is the way, same way, Dhamma is available. One day I met one of the priests in Catholic Church, and I asked him to have a personal interview. He told he will come to my room, and we were in a church, in a retreat. Then I explained about the Proverbs in the Bible, and some other things in the Quran. And very good thing in the Mahabharata. I told the Bible proverbs are almost like Iti Uttaka Pali in Pali. Exactly the same. As if copied for the other. Then I told, being so, why priests are so deteriorated? So, setting a bad example, he says, truth is available all the time. There is no authority, there is no right reserved for the truth. But the people give titillated to doing bad things. So the money making people, corporates are provoking that bad things. So many people are coming. But that does not indicate no space for Dhamma, no space for the good things available. So therefore nothing hidden regarding good. Because I often read this kind of other religious books. And they have very clearly indicated it. But no one is following. This is what happened in the universities present day. This is what happening in all the top class academics in the present day. They are talking very bright theories. But they are not setting a good example. So we may not be so fluent and so bright, but we just not kill. Just simply. Not killing, not stealing, no sexual misconduct. We consider it as a simple virtue. So therefore, that more than tons of this knowledge, 1 ounce of experience, setting an example is important, but meditators are not appreciating it. They have boast in their telling, I have to go to this and that, and they have a very big, big objectives. But in the way, happiness in the present moment, I am happy here, now. So that is Dhamma. So very difficult, because very few people are happy to have that kind of a Dhamma talks. They wanted to have some kind of a self-boosting, self-aggrandization. Okay, now it is time for the Pindapata, so we are going to stop it. Thank you very much for the participation. Yes, you will finish it in the traditional way, please.